It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsbergen, program director for the WEKU stations. From our listener comment line.
Hi, I was listening to the news on the Boone's Trace, and I always thought that Boonesboro was in Madison County, not Clark County.
The listener is, of course, correct, and the error he heard was in Associated Press copy that we received. It's embarrassing that we did not catch that mistake, even more so for myself, since I am the newscaster who read that story at noon last Tuesday. All I can say is it will keep our eyes open for such errors in materials that we receive from the wire service in the future. Not sure whom we can trust anymore. Meanwhile, a couple of listeners added to the remarks we shared last week about the promotional announcements for listener feedback that need to be updated. Listener Tom said, "You say you want feedback, but then you broadcast day in and day out an insensitive remark about a listener who has, in good faith, responded with feedback. If you really desire sincere, honest comment on your programming, you have a strange and questionable way of going about it." A listener to Classic 102.1, Charlene, writes, "It's great to have Michael Carter back. His pleasant, homespun, yet informative approach adds a nice local touch. It's also great that you're covering Best of Bluegrass music events on WEKU. We're interested in your feedback. Send an email to weku@eku.edu, post on Facebook, or send a tweet at 889WEKU. You can leave a message on the listener comment line at 859-622-1657. Our postal mailing address is Perkins 102, Eastern Kentucky University, Richmond, Kentucky, 40475. And be sure to tune in again next Monday at this time for listener feedback on WEKU.